במדבר, פרי הקדושו, starts off new safer. Pash Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. Every Sefer has its name, its theme. Hashem spoke to Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, Ba'oyal Moye, Be'achol HaChodesh HaSheni, Ba'ashon HaShel, Tzeisim Yad Yitzroyim. Chazal Oymeid, why does it say Bamidbar Sinai is at the Medrash? Kan Omru, Gimel Dvorim, you can tell what the deacon is, but Bamidbar Sinai, the Torah says, Kan Omru, Gimel Dvorim, in the Torah, Be'eshu V'mayim V'amidbar. Torah was given three things, three ways Torah was given, Be'esh, Ha'sinai Ko'oshon Kuloi, as we'll read them at Hashem on Shavuos, the whole mountain was the flame, was the smoke. There was rain coming down. Shavuos itself with a midbar. To bring out the Inyan, the Torah was given by midbar. And obviously, as the Mefarshim will bring down, because obviously Soidos was what the Medrash is trying to teach us, that the Torah was given Be'esh, the Mayim of Amidbar. Obviously every one of those has an important theme, what you could learn from it. We want to focus today on the Bamidbar. Why was Torah given Dafka Bamidbar, Bamidbar Sinai? The Chazal say, makes an emphasis, the Torah was given Bamidbar Sinai. If we would ask, we go around in Svara, we couldn't say that if Torah, Hashem was giving the Torah should be given in a very, very beautiful, populous, a very, very, you know, beautiful flowers around, even though it says it was decorated, mountain, of the Maisa, the place that the Kodesh Baruch chose to give was a barren midbar. That's the Chavon al Chazal, even though he gave it the Midbar Sinai was a barren desert. Choose where to give it, in the middle of a big city. If Torah in the middle, an area where there's population, an area where there's vegetation, trees. Torah is given in a Midbar Shmama. That's the Yisoi with the Chazal telling it, the Torah was given by Midbar. To understand the concept. Parash Bamidbar talks about a lot of it. We go through, you read the Parash Bamidbar and you look through it. A lot of it, obviously, Bamidbar in the English is called numbers. It's about counting. A lot about counting and counting people and going over again. You'll see the Pesukim over and over again about the numbers and numbers and more numbers. And Rashi, the beginning of the Parash, tells us what the Indian is. Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we're so chavi, we're so special, we're so loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's my son, he counts us all the time. That shows a chavivus, that shows us a love, an endearing that Kodesh Baruch Hu has towards us. But more we find that in this parasha, especially after the counting, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu divided us up into the golem, into different. The different shvatim had gemakal, different to gol. Everyone had different flags. Every shevet had their own flag. Every shevet had their own emblem on the flag. And it was dafke given this tkufa, the in of the golim, was given at this tkufa. They left Har Sinai, and they were now going to encamp around the Mishkan. As we see in this parasha, also they started their camp around the Mishkan. This was the time when they were given the Degolim. Shaila, what is the inyan of the Degolim? Why dafka at this time? what's the Yisoid HaDvarim of the Yisoid HaDgolim being counted, the fact that Hashem Kafki counted them now before this process, and then he set them up at the Golem, the Shvatim were each given at the Golem, and they were set now to encamp around the Mishkan. What's the theme that runs through all this, all these inyanim? Parash Bamidbar, as Tosfos says in Megillah, Avot Aleph is the buffer parasha between the Klalos. We learned in Parashas, Moris says, Ezra Tikin Lehem the Yisrael, that should be Koyer in the union of Klalos. When, the Moris says, before Shavuos and before it was Shana, Tichla, Shana, Vekil Leiseha, the Shana should end with its Klalos, and we should start now the Brachas. Gemara says it's Rosh Hashanah, Bishon Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. For Shavuot, I said, yes, Zok the Gemara. Says it's also Rosh Hashanah, no matters. It says, Nidon, a Peres HaElon, or judge for Peres HaElon, it's also Rosh Hashanah. So before the new Rosh Hashanah, Vatzeres, Shavuot is Rosh Hashanah, Nidon, a Peres HaElon, we have, you know, the clause that we should finish off the year with the clawless, and we should start a new Haskalah for now, a new Haskalah, Boisai. After Shavuot, start a new Haskalah. We got to do something new with us. We got to turn over to the other side. The big heads on the same side. But it's a new Aschala after Shavuos. Because it's a new Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara. But Tos says, Tos, we were trying to make a buffer parasha between, you know, the Klolos and Kisals, Kisavoy, and Rosh Hashanah. We have the Tzom Vayelech. And we have also a buffer parasha between the parasha from. So Tzoyz, the buffer parasha in the parasha of B'chukoysai to Shavuos, we always have Bamidbar in between us. If we look everywhere, we always find Bamidbar in between us. What's the end of us? So I wanted to answer this Yisoyd of us with the Gemaldik Yisoyd of us. It's very much Nogeya, us. It's very pertinent to Shavuos Rabbi Yisai, what it means Kabbalah Satori Rabbi Yisai. In a certain way, Rabbi Yisai will talk about all the Mitzvah over Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Shmuz, Shavuos night, very much more about Shavuos and what Torah means to us. But tonight we want to discuss a different whole inyan, Rabbi Yisai, which is the Hakdama and the understanding of what it means, how to get Torah and what Torah does for us, Rabbi Yisai, also. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, that I believe the theme of Parashat Bamidbar hit me this week, that the theme of the Torah was given by Bamidbar, Rabbi Yisai. We think into it logically. I'm sure there's different shot that everybody will come up to, but what comes first to mind, in my mind, is there's a different, obviously, you know, moisture that we have to learn to not be spoiled. That's 100% of Avada. Not to be spoiled, learn to exist on whatever we have, Rabbi Yisai. That is a very main ingredient. If a person wants, he's going to be spoiled, he must have this, he must have that. It's very hard to be Masik Torah. I think another lesson of Bamidbar Rabbi Yisai is a tremendous lesson of Rabbi Yisai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know and understand that there has to be only one focus in our lives. There has to be a main focus in our lives, Rabbi Yisai. In this generation, it's very hard to say that word, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very difficult thing to do. But the Maisa, there has to be one main focus in our lives and nothing else. And even if we're going to be, whatever we're going to be in life, anything that we have in our lives, anything that we're involved in our lives, everything has to be soyved around the one main ingredient, which is the purpose of our living. And we should not forget about it. It has to be ingrained in us that there is only one tachlis in everything that's done in our lives. Anything that we're doing, it has to be all around and for the one purpose that the world was created for, and that is Torah. That is the Yisoid HaDvarim that the Torah was given by Midbar Rabbi Yisai, to teach everybody that there's nothing else. Even when there is something else, you have to know nothing else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to ingrain within us that there is nothing else. So we said over, heard over, Mordechai Altuski said by the Levi from the Schreinberg, also by the Hespiner of Schreinberg also. And we said it a shame that Shasman turtles, there was nothing going on, no birds chirped, there was no turtles moving, there was no lions roaring, there was nothing, no sound, nothing to teach us at that the time that the scene is that there is nothing else. There is nothing else. And about Midbar is a place where there are no distractions, nothing else going on. It's an empty, barren, desert land where there's nothing going on. Nothing! Why? Because when there are other things going on, a person loses his focus. When something else is going on, it's just we know the scene. A guy comes in to learn. Something else is going on. There's a turtle outside. And a bachur swim eating a pretzel that was left over from last year's seer. 16 guys are around the turtle. Eat it! Eat it! Don't eat it! Eat it! Will he eat the whole thing? Well, he won't eat the whole thing. It's the betting on the turtle eating the pretzel game. Night activity tonight. And it's sick. Mommy, she's learning. It could be in the tifus sugya. It could be learning so stark. All of a sudden, turtle time. And every single little thing that we get distracted, we lose our focus. I'm not saying person also has, but when he's learning, when he's involved with Torah, when he's focused on Torah, at that time, that has to be the main, and even the rest of the day when he's not learning, his focus has to be on how this helps him towards Torah. His whole day has to be surrounded and leading up to something that's involved with Torah. But especially when he's learning, that every little thing distracts a person. You know what? You want to know that we spoke about in the first Shmuz, Mamash is the Hemshech of the first Shmuz, that the entire Yisod of Smei, we spoke about that being the end of Ritzifus, that was the whole Yisod of this year's Mahalach. To the inyanim of the Yemei Sfira, but that the Yisod of Ritzifus, that the Torah has to be Ritzifus, Torah has to be consistency, and always focus as much as possible. The more time you focus on, the more you can gain from it. We're cheating ourselves out. We cheat ourselves out. There was one book from Uri Zohar he wrote. He wrote a book. It was to the Chilon. He says, "Man, you've been robbed. You've been robbed." That was the name of the book. You were robbed. What you robbed? You were robbed. We were robbed. Like you see in the Chol, today he was telling them they were robbed of their existence, of who they are, of the sweetness of him. But we're robbed, the book said. You know what? We're robbed. It's such a chaval. The Bacha sits down, and he can start getting into it, and he starts to learn a little bit. And all of a sudden, a guy taps him on the shoulder. I have something important to tell you. Come outside. Yeah, this Torah was so important. So many stupidities that people in the middle of their learning, in the middle of their focus, in the middle of starting getting into it, tap on the shoulder. There's not Meir Shuster at the Kotel. Come to about Chuvi Yeshiva. Some guy has something so important to tell him. Gavriel's selling XLs at 3 for 25 shekels. Till tomorrow, if you will please come and get it. So important, you have to go at 4:30 in the afternoon. Every little thing that goes on, we spoke about then, every little thing, everything that's going on in nature, it's all beautiful. The Gemara says that makes them mischayev in nafsho. If a person's learning in the middle of learning, and he looks up, he sees a beautiful tree. And he says, "Come and know Elon Zeh. How beautiful is this tree?" He's admiring the God's abode. It could be better. And he says, "I'm in Avsho." You know why? Because you were just with the British Lord. You were just starting to get. You were so mekushim when I got involved. And all of a sudden, here comes the tree. And we have so many disturbances in our lives. It's a generation where it's unbelievable. It's psychotic. It's very, very rare to see a guy be able to. You could sit in my bus, you could do an experiment anytime you want. Let's go over and see a guy that for 15 seconds. No, 15 minutes, stays in one place and focuses on one thing without moving, going somewhere, going, you watch some Bachman and Bershah. He's up, he's down. Baruch Hashem, a lot of guys, even though the food is good, they lose weight here. They're up and down and up and down and up and down, up and down, and moving and going and coming and going and in and out. And we should have more doors here, but I feel bad. There's only two doors. Not so interesting on this trick like that. We should have four doors. Oh, there's a thing over there. We can open it up for tomorrow. The new entrance on this and that. And we'll talk about the 16 by staring at the door. How do you think that'll cut it? This way and that way. Maybe we'll dive in head first. I don't know. This way and that way. This guy's coming out of the bathroom. How is he coming? Did he shut the door? He doesn't shut the door. He's coming in. He's going out, back and forth and up and down. It's unbelievable. Sit down for a few minutes. We always say, get crazy, go put on the bench and sit there. I don't care. We'll put you on the plane with the bench. I don't care. But that's because, oh, the Rashiva said a shmur that we should do it. But it has nothing to do with that. The point is, the boy said, you've been robbed. The taste and the geschmack of Torah comes by going over it and a few times, spending a long time. Well, you know, our time, a long time means 18 minutes. Like the matzis. But I'm saying to spend a while and just going over the Gemara, getting the Klon over again, it's hard. It takes a little time to get it over because you have to get your mind to focus to about 7,267 places. And obviously, everybody said, it's been because, you know, we're not affected by anything going on. Obviously, it's because the media and the mahach of technology today, everybody said. It's not only obviously learning needs it so badly, but that's for Midbar. But it's much more that you've seen the world today, Rabbi Sai. There's no such thing even to watch one ball game in a time, Rabbi Sai. There's four different games going on at once. And he has that thing in his hand, and he's flipping. There's no time. Especially a baseball game, Rabbi Sai, it's in between pitches. He's watching 16 games at once. He doesn't miss a pitch. He's flipping so quick. They say today that they said a study that in those times that they have to today they have to make a commercial in every type of show, like every some few minutes. The guy can't focus too long. You got the plot yet? Not really. Switch to a commercial. The scenes have to change so quickly, but we can't focus on one thing. But maybe it's the opposite. They're training us. They train us to not be able to focus on something. We lose our focus. We get distracted easy, and we get robbed. You get taken away from the most geschmack, the most gewaltige Zadat Shem in the world. To be always consulting straight for an hour, but say, you taste the Chaznish Schweitzer, we put in the letters with the Chaznish Schweitzer, the person could go on for hours, 2 hours. He goes into 3-4 hours going straight. We're not holding by that, Rabbi Sai. Maybe we'll try it in the minutes, 3-4 minutes straight. But he says, you go into 3-4 hours straight of learning, Rabbi Sai, you start. Your guf goes off, your neshama goes out. You go into a different sphere, he says. You go into Gan Eden. We never tasted it. But a person go 4 or 5 hours straight. There was a bar in the yeshiva, who Taka, this past Shabbos, was we were talking about, and he did a little bit of it. And he was how geschmack, 3-4 hours straight, and Shabbat, long Shabbos afternoon, but there's nothing to do. And he said he spent hours, I remember my time in the yeshiva, the summer months, hours straight of just learning straight, and after a while you just feel like you left this world. You feel like you're in a different world. So you're robbed. So Torah was given to Midbar. We spent 40 years in the Midbar. Could be the lesson was Hashem Avada wants this Olam Hazeh to be involved in the world and still to remain focused. But the thought was that Torah should be never done. That we should get to a matzav that that's our central focus. There's nothing else. And no matter what we have in life. No matter what we're going to do with our life, we have one central focus. We have one theme. We have one goal. And that was the inner voice of the golem also. Everybody had their own emblem, as the Farshim said. Everybody had their own emblem. Everybody had their own tafkid. Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar had his own thing. Zvulun his own thing done. Everybody had their own emblem, which meant their own tafkid in this world. Not everybody's going to be a Rosh Hashiva. But everybody had their own time, but they were all around the Mishkan to relate and to teach that no matter what you're going to do, no matter what's going to be your tafkir achayim, we're going to go out. You have one, all of us have one, only one central focus, that's the Mishkan That's the Torah that they wanted. That was, that's why we got the Golem now, and that's why we're around the Mishkan, because we have one central focus. That's our only focus. Mishkan, which is Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being Dovah Tashem. And now we can be counted, because the counting was a chana. To understand that you're an individual, and you have a purpose. You're Gevaldik. You have a purpose in this world. You, yes. You and Moshe Rabbeinu are all counted as one because you're a member of Klal Yisrael that has that one central focus that we're going to come to in a few pesukim later of being around the Mishkan. Every individual has that. We don't look at, you know what, it's a general theme. It's a general focus of Klal Yisrael. It's our claim to fame that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a theme and we have a goal. We have one general goal, one universal goal. We don't look at it that way. We look at that each individual helps to make and helps to complete that. That every individual is part of the picture. You know, it's not just, okay, there's a goal of Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem at the beginning, but we need every individual to be part of it. Everybody has to be stand up and be counted. To be one of that Klal Yisrael. If we're missing one of Isaiah, if we're missing one, we're missing that koyach, Rabbi says. As they say, the famous story, this guy that was used to be part of a big orchestra. And the Maisa, he got older, so he noted, he was listening to the radios of the orchestra performing again. And he was listening and he said, and somebody asked him, oh, it sounds so beautiful. He said, no, there's one violin missing. He said, there's one, what do you mean there's one violin? Yeah, there's one violin, I'm telling you, it doesn't sound the same. So the guy said, it sounds so beautiful, how do you know? So he said, I'm an expert on this. I'm an expert on this material. And I can tell you that there's one violin. They talk and checked out, there's one violin in the middle. Shot is that every violin, we don't hear, we see, okay, it's a beautiful, oh, it sounds like a beautiful piece. But someone who's a connoisseur, someone who understands music, knows that every single knesh. And that's how it is with Klal Yisrael, the marshal was once said. That Klal Yisrael, every individual is part of that makeup to create the Kiddush Hashem, to serve Hashem. And if it's missing, we're missing in our beautification. We're missing in our service of Hashem. Everybody has to stand up and be counted by it. But one central focus from everybody with their own tafkid. And that is Mishkan, that's Dveikus Hashem, that's coming close to Hashem, that's having the focus of Torah and being a focal point to everybody in the world. And that's Yisoid Rabbeisai of Bamidbar. And that's how Kodesh Baruch gave the Torah in the Midbar. That we should all realize that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And whatever we're doing in our lives, we have to bring our lives to have that focus. That should be our central point in our lives. That we all converge on every chelik of our lives converges on that. And what's a beautiful pshat for Rabbi Yosef, for Rabbi Rudiman, Zatzal, my Rosh Shiva Baltimore. He said, under the pshat, the Gemara says in Psalms HaMeches, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Ilava hu yoymet the Gagorim, Kama Yosef ikka b'shukim. So this didn't pshat in the Gemara, but he said a pshat, that if not for that day, if not for Torah, if not for that central focus of Torah, how many parts of me, Yosef, would be in the shuk? Meaning I would be so split up. If a person doesn't have a focus, he doesn't have a central point in his life, he doesn't have something that he lives for, so he has so many different parts of life, but they don't have meaning to it. They're not all converged in one yisoid. His life is so split up. His life is just so out of order. His life has no meaning. And he does many different things, but they're not converging, they're not coming to one central point. Kama Yosef Ike B'Shukah, I would be a scattered person. And that's the problem, Rabbeisai. In our lives, we're scattered people. We don't have that central focus of Torah. That means to say that a guy could really go playing ball. A guy could be eating. A guy could be sleeping. But he understands that the focus and the purpose of everything is to get to that I should become greater in Torah. I should be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do his Torah. So I could do everything. It has everything has meaning, and everything comes to a fruition. Everything comes to a purpose. But if I don't have a central point, if I have my whole life is scattered, If everything I do in life is today is like this and tomorrow like this, there's no order, Rabbeinu. The world has no order. That's the yisoid of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, to realize that the world has order. How do we know the world has order? Because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. But otherwise our lives is totally scattered. It's out of order, Rabbeinu. Our lives get out of order. It's told our lives are out of order, our rooms are out of order. It's a mess. Because we don't know what to do. One day we're like this, and one day we're like that. Today we walk like this, today we go out like that. Today we look like this, tomorrow we look like that. Our lives are in a mess. Because we don't have a purpose. We don't have a focus. We're not headed towards something. There's nothing that's leading to something. The people in the world today are depressed out of their brain because they have no meaning in life. It doesn't come to anything. There's so many different things we're doing, but there's nothing central. It's kama yosef ikka b'shuka. Our lives are split. There's so many different parts without one central theme to hold it down, to connect to. And that's what we're so mixed up. Today we're like this, tomorrow we look like that. We can't control ourselves. There's no order. That's the Yisoid of Yisrael. The Yisoid of the Bamidbar and Torah is that Torah has to be the one and only theme of our lives. The one and only purpose in our lives. The thing that we strive for. The thing that we look to guide us in anything we do. The Shvatim were different. The Shvatim have different tafkidim. Zvulun went out of Chayv Yam. He went out of business. But you know how much Torah Zvulun learned? The Ram learns that about a boss that should look like who wants to be, you know, like, oh, why can't we be a Zvulun? Why does everybody have to be a Sacha? You know, these guys are, you know, when are you gonna be real already? Now, you look very real to me. Why do you be like, everybody will tell you, so what are you doing? Well, I think I'm gonna learn a few years. And what do you do after that? I'm gonna go to Kolo. What do you do after that? I'm going to learn more in Kolo. And what do you do after that? I don't know. Maybe I'll learn some more. And what? Yeah, so the first thing is, oh, yeah, but there was a shame with Zvulin. What does everybody have to be in Sacha? So I see, do you have to, anytime you tell me, answer that question, says, okay, are you from Shevet Zvulin? Then he might back off right away. He says, yeah, of course I'm a Zvulin. I go to, what do you do? Every day I go to Mincha Meir, I go to the rabbis, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shia. I haven't been awake yet for one sif in Shkitzur Shulchan Aruch yet, but Lamaisa, last time I woke up, the rabbi closed the safe when they finished it. Closed a little bit hard, I woke up. But anyway, but he goes to the Shkitzur Shulchan Aruch Shia. Okay, do you mind if we open up a Rambam and say what a balabas is according to the Rambam? How Rambam says a balabas learns 9 hours a day. Halabah would be Balabah, you know. But Balabah spends 9 hours a day. This is what Rambam says. You know, you work 3 hours a day, you make a still panazah, Zvulin, all of a sudden the Zvulin line. Let's look up who's the Zvulin. So you know what Zvulin? Zvulin was Torah. Zvulin learned Torah during the Laila. Rabbi went on the day. He went on the way. Like the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Machlokes, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if it is Machlokes, we don't pass Kinesh Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? The Machlokes, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Brachas Lamed Hei. Shimon Bar Yochai says that a person should sit and learn his whole life and not work. What's to be work? To be taken care of. Shmuel says, Hanik Bahem Bizmir Derech Eretz. So you gotta do Derech Eretz, you gotta work. So Chaim Elohim says, Hanik Bahem, in the Derech Eretz, in the Torah of Derech Eretz, meaning while you're working, you learn. You have started to learn. There are people out there like that. Baruch Hashem. Because they eat it whenever they have time, they're learning. That learn Yom V'Layla. But L'mais, it means that with everything I'm doing, I have a tachlis. I'm not just working for that itself. That's not a tachlis achayim. So because tomorrow I'll want this, the next day like this. What's my pole? What's my purpose? What am I doing with my life? There's no focal point. There's no focus. There's no central theme of my life. It's scattered. I don't know what to do. Today I'm going to do this, next week something else. A person has Torah, he has guidance, but he has a central thing and a theme in his life to live by. That everything should lead up to that. And he had Simchas Achayim. That's what Yoyim Yosef was saying. If Lava, who Yoyim is the Gogorim, Kami Yosef, Ika Bishuka. You could say a Pshah, he said, pay me a piece of meat. Pay me a juicy piece of meat, because if not to this day, maybe that was the Pshah, he said, the juicy meat, because he was telling the Pshah that stop to eat meat without a tafkit. Stop to eat meat without a tafkit. So it's like any other cow. It's like any other animal. They also eat meat. They have no purpose eating meat, just to eat meat. But Elav would go, Yoyim is a Gogorim, not for this day of Shavuos. That we have the Torah, and we have a Tachlis while we eat the meat, to celebrate the Yontif. We have a Tachlis while we eat, we have a Tachlis while we sleep. Our life is purpose. It has so much purpose, so much meaning. It's such a different life, it's just a Simchatik life. The Beyonce was so happy, I have purpose in my life. There's meaning to my life, there's a focus in my life. Not just to live and have nothing to live for. Do more to exist and not live. People, that's the Yisoid Rabbi. A person cannot live for a certain amount of time and have no reason and purpose what he's doing. He's working to earn a living, to make money, to eat, to go to the bathroom. But you get to the end of the line, you say, so what are you doing that for? There's no answer. What am I doing that for? There's no answer. But a person has said at the end of the line, says, I'm doing it because I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch. I'm doing it because I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. I'm doing it because I want to learn His Torah and know His Ratzon and be able to become my tafkidness, my purpose in this world. So everything has meaning. Everything is gewaldig. I feel I'm a somebody. Rabbi Yosef felt he was a somebody. Stop being a nobody. Of course the person is going to get drunk. Of course he's going to drink and lose himself because he doesn't know who he is. He's lost. He's trying to find himself. Of course he's going to get drunk. Who am I? I have no purpose. I'm living like an animal. A human being has a higher task than an animal. If you're living like an animal, as a human being, you feel you have no purpose to live. You might as well get drunk. And if you're living like an animal, you might as well get drunk. That's what Shavuos means to us. Shavuos is the day we got the Torah, but we have purpose, we have meaning to our lives. There's so much meaning in our lives. There's so much to do in our lives. In the form of doing, to connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of living with a purpose, of living with an order. Everything in Yadis has an order of Yisai. There's a Seder. You know, what we daven from a Seder of Yisai. A Seder is a Lashon Seder, has a Seder at Torah. There's an order to it. Everything has a beginning and end. This life has a structure. When life has no structure of Yisai, you know what happens. When the yeshiva has no structure, we know what happens. Not here, it wasn't. But a yeshiva has no structure, of course you know what happens. When a boy has no structure in his life, you know what happens. He loses himself. The Gemara says that if you don't have structure in a Medina, people will destroy themselves. It's not a Yiddish of art. Every person needs structure. Without structure, you don't have boundaries. Without boundaries, you're likely to self-destruct. The body was made in systematic order, Rabbi Yisrael. You have your lungs here, your heart here, everything has order to it. You don't go out of order, Rabbi Yisrael. You sometimes, excuse the president, you go into a bathroom. Out of order, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't suggest using it. I don't suggest opening it up. You know what's inside when it's out of order. When your life is out of order, Rabbi Yisrael, you know what's going on inside. The Torah was given to give structure, to give order, to give a derech, a chah of life. It's the instruction book of how to live a happy, healthy life. Stop fighting it! You're not going to win! Try it. Don't worry, Rebbe. I'll go again! Walk, you come back, everybody looks at you like you're an idiot. And then you show everybody how you can be a bigger clown. You, Baruch Hashem, you decorate the bottom half of the campus, and you leave a trail, Baruch Hashem, to find out where you were, you know, how you came back last night, how you walked back to your bunk. Sometimes you leave a beautiful thing on your pillow, beautiful decorations. brown, beautiful dark brown decoration, your pillow, and it's so gishmak, you're sleeping in it. And then you don't know what you're doing, so you move your head a little bit. And how beautiful do you look in the morning of yourself? Can't wait till your wife sees you like that. Just do me a favor, next time you go on a date, don't go out like that. Not just say you're from Medrash. But a guy will roll around in his own vomit, if that's a funny expression, and he'll think he's having a good time. Does that make sense? Logically, we're not, maybe tonight at 1 o'clock, you'll think it differently. But right now, you're in a logic set of mind. Does that make sense? You're rolling around in your own vomit? Does that make sense to a human person? You're human, you're mind. You're rolling around, you're vomiting on yourself, coming out staggering, you look like an idiot, you're acting like an idiot, and that's cool, fun? You're not happy. You're not going to win. You're robbed. You're going down the wrong path. Kadosh Baruch Hu created you to create the world. And he says, this is the right path. This is what's going to give you happiness. This is what's going to give you. I'm not saying it's easy. It might be hard. But everything we try this ism and that ism, everybody found it empty. The world out there is depressed because they're empty. They're looking for a way of life, but it's empty. So we'll try drugs and alcohol and this and that, but it still remains empty. Because there was one purpose for creation. And there was one purpose that we as individuals have in this world. And there's one only death that Hashem says, this is what I created the world for, and in this path you're going to be happy. Don't fight it. Why are you fighting yourself? Let yourself follow the path that was set for us for ultimate happiness. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Midbar. That we shouldn't lose ourselves. To realize there's only one theme, one focus, one message. And that's Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. And that's why Shavuos is such a great day, Rabbi Yisrael. Because the day when we, as Klal Yisrael, stood by the mountain, Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us this great secret that everything is for Torah. There's nothing in the world that has any other purpose. Everything in the world's ultimate purpose is for Torah. We should realize that. We should think a little bit of what are we going to become? We should feel the great, unbelievable feeling of what he said. That's Pashma Mimah, to feel great about ourselves. That we're from that nation. We mentioned Yom Beis, Yom HaMiyuchas. We're that nation that accepted upon us. We're the nation that has the secret. We have the most enjoyable and the thing that's going to give us the greatest Simchas HaChaim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's all by us, Rabbi Yisrael. If we only let us, we don't harm ourselves, we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. We don't shoot ourselves in the foot, Rabbi Yisrael. I cry for you. Those people will keep going and looking for you. You're not going to find it. Try again and try again. It's empty. Tam u'ru'u ki toiv Hashem. Come taste and see of us how good it is, how beautiful, how sweet it is. The sukkah mitvash, sweeter than honey. The noifes sufim, toivli peras picha me alfez alvachas. There's no greater thing in the world, Rabbi Yisrael, than Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rechaim HaKadosh, and we're ending, v'samachta v'chol hatoif. You should be happy with all the good. If you really have a chance, if they let themselves, they wouldn't rob themselves to taste the sweetness. And the Mesikas of Toi V'Torah, they would go out of their minds. They would run after it. Nothing in this world would have any other meaning for it. Because they would realize there's only one true meaning. Everything that is good in this world, you'll find in Torah. money back guaranteed to myself. Time will ruin. Keep playing.